Multi-nation talks with Iran over its nuclear ambitions are now scheduled to resume next month in Moscow. The White House says the upcoming third round of discussions is a sign of progress, even though there have been no breakthroughs yet.
A real treat for all of us this morning as we're joined live by former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, author of the new book Prague Winter, a personal story of remembrance and war. Madam Secretary, it's always great to have you on WTOP. Good morning.
Well, thank you very much, and it's good to be with you. I'm a very ardent listener.
Oh, that always makes us feel good. Listen, we want to congratulate you, maybe a little in advance, but you're going to be getting the Presidential Medal of Freedom. I think it's on Tuesday. The president will give you that. That is the highest civilian honor that our nation presents. That is really wonderful.
Well, I'm so excited and almost speechless. I do consider it just a major honor, and people who know me, you know, I'm a naturalized American, and nothing makes me prouder than to be an American and to have the opportunity to pay back for what this country has done for me and for millions of other people.
We would love to get your insights on the situation that's unfolding in Iran. As a diplomat, I mean, do you see this as just stalling on the part of Iran, or is there a middle ground here that can be reached?
Well, I do think it's very interesting because nobody really did expect a complete breakthrough on this set of talks. These things take a while. But clearly, Iran is hurting from the sanctions, and they know that more sanctions are coming. And so they're trying to work out some deal where they get the sanctions removed before we make sure that they are not enriching the uranium. So this is the kind of thing that goes on. But for me, it's really proof of the fact that the sanctions are working.
You know, there's an indication out of Vienna today. It's a Reuters report that has come in the last few minutes here, and it does not identify this Vienna-based diplomat, but simply reports that there has been a discovery of uranium with the kind of enrichment in Iran that would exceed what would be necessary if it's being used purely for peaceful purposes. That may be an important thing, but I'm also remembering what happened before we entered into the war in Iraq. I mean, there's a lot of things we need to be sure of before anything happens.
Absolutely. Now, I presume, and I haven't seen this obviously, is that it comes from the International Atomic Energy Agency, who did, in fact, manage to get a breakthrough by saying that they could go and inspect some of these facilities. But I don't know whether this is the real story or not, but a Vienna-based report would probably be from the IAEA, and I think we have to wait to see what they come up with. That is the important part. The part that people have to remember, Iran is a signatory of the Non-Proliferation Treaty. They have a right to have a peaceful program, but only if it is fully inspected, and that's what the IAEA does. And so we'll have to see what that report says.
And you mentioned sanctions, the hope that they're working. There, of course, is also the option of military action. We've saw that happen in Iraq because of a weapons program. You were involved in dealing with Iraq. You were also dealing with North Korea while you were the Secretary of State. Do you see any parallels there?
Well, I think there always are the issues as to, I teach a course at Georgetown about the national security toolbox. What do you really use? And what is happening in Iran, and we did in other places, is to see whether diplomacy works, then whether sanctions work. And there's always the use of force tool. But I think that it's important to keep the option on the table, but also to figure out what the benefit of it is. I mean, from everything that I have read, there is a real question as to whether military force would solve anything. But it is an option that cannot be taken off the table. And I'm very encouraged by the fact that the sanctions are working.
Well, we thank you so much for your analysis and expertise there. I want to remind everybody, if they're heading out for the long weekend or the beach and they need some great reading material, the reviews have been extraordinary. Madeleine Albright's new book, Prague Winter, A Personal Story of Remembrance and War. Madam Secretary, a delight to have you back with us. Thank you.
Very good to be with you. Thank you so much.